In fact, the best legal minds, when they examine the evidence, say the evidence is conclusive. Simon Greenleaf, who is famous for writing the defining work on evidence as it's used in courts of justice, who made Harvard Law School what it is today, wrote this. In his book, The Testimony of Evangelists Examined by the Rules of Evidence Administered in Courts of Justice, Greenleaf states, "All that Christianity asks of men is that they would be consistent with themselves, that they would treat its evidence as they treat evidence of other things, and that they would try and judge its actors and its witnesses as they deal with their fellow men when testifying to the human affairs and actions in human tribunals." In other words, here's the person who talks about evidence, a brilliant attorney, says, you know what? All Christianity is saying is just put the evidence on the witness stand like you do in any other area of life. Let the witnesses to the resurrection be compared with themselves and with each other and with the surrounding facts and circumstances, and let their testimony be sifted as if it were given in a court of justice. On the side of the adverse party, the witnesses must be subject to a rigorous cross-examination. The result is, it is confidently believed, will be an undoubting conviction of their integrity, ability, and truthfulness. Historically, the best legal minds, here's the royal professor, started behind the Harvard Law School. You can take a C.S. Lewis, who was an agnostic, did not believe in God, and set out to prove it. What happens? He becomes the greatest apologist of our day. You can take a Frank Morrison, who was the legal mind of his day, and a student in his law school said, I challenge you to take the evidence to the scrutiny of the law. And Frank Morrison wrote now the classic book, Who Moved the Stone? People, I want to tell you something. I don't know where you come from, but you do not have to throw your brains in the trash can to be a wholehearted, fully devoted follower of Jesus of the Bible, who claimed to be God, who promises eternal life, and is the source of absolute truth. What you do have to do is pull back some of your presuppositions, have to re-examine what's politically correct and what might be just plain correct,